Hammond, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC, 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Hey guys, this is Kitchen Sink, and I'm your host, Paige. This is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, and more. Everything with the Kitchen Sink. Speaking of everything with the Kitchen Sink, you just heard Flock of Seagulls, and tonight is 80s night. Yeah, I'm so excited. I love 80s. I think that it's such a funny era. There were so many different sounds at the time. I mean, 70s rock will always have a space for me, will always have a place. But I did want to change it up a little bit. Been playing a lot of rock recently. And, I mean, I love rock. That's what we come here to listen to. This is your groovy station. But I thought it'd be kind of funny to change it up a little bit and play a little bit of, like, the 80s period. You know, the new wave, the new wave, the bad haircuts. Speaking of bad haircuts, what's going on with that Flock of Seagulls haircut? I'm confused. Why is it swooping like that? How much maintenance do you think went into that haircut? Do you think he got it cut a lot? Like, did he have to go get a cut, or did he just have it styled? Was it really long? These are all questions that I want answers to. I helped out with the live sessions this week with CFRC. Go check it out, live sessions. And I was so nervous. We had Dupal on here. We had Dupal on the show, and he was so interesting. His music, he does kind of like a hip-hop-y, kind of like Mac Miller vibes. He does this kind of sound that it was different than what I'm normally, you know, playing, listening to. And to do an interview with him was so fantastic. He was such an amazing storyteller with his, and just a poet with his lyrics, and I was just so behind it. So if he's listening, you killed it. Great session. Thank you for coming on. Coming up next week, I do have a very, very special, very exciting band. It's Blunt Force Llama. I saw them at Battle of the Bands a couple weeks ago. They were brand new, and they were definitely like a force when it comes to the other bands. Like they had more of a funky sound. They did, you know, the song. They covered the song "Them Changes" by Thundercat. They had more of this, like, kind of groovy, like, funky sound compared to the other bands who were doing a lot of rock and roll and everything like that. Like, indie pop, rock, all that sort of stuff. Also, I want to remind you that you should donate to the annual CFRC funding drive that's still going on. To donate, just go to cfrc.ca. All right. Upcoming, we have a little bit of a Canadian artist. We got some Bryan Adams. And then we're going to do a little bit of Tone Lock, which I'm super excited for, the end of the 80s. And then we're going to go right into a little bit of The Outfield. All right, I'll see you guys in a bit.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Loke, she said, "You're a liar." I said, "I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire." Took her to the hotel, she said, "You're the king." I said, "Be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing." Wow. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gon' rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, "You have plans for the night?" I said, "Hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight." So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, "Hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing." Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Discotheque. This fine young chick was on my jock, so I said, "What the heck?" She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, "Chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance." So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, "Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing." Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, Walkie, baby, just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
I just wanna hear
Hey, you just heard Bryan Adams, Tone Loc, and The Outfield. I wanted to add that Tone Loc song so that there was kind of this, you know, change from, you know, the 80s, where you think of the synth and all the stuff like that. And then there's this, like, hip-hop, like, sort of rap moment, which I feel like that was the beginning of rap. I'm not really sure. No one quote me on that. My rap knowledge is not up to date. There's a reason I run a show that's mostly rock, because I don't know all the rap stuff. I mean, I'm willing to learn. I will eventually have someone on the show that's going to guide me through this, because it's Kitchen Sink and we like to play everything. And yeah, I think it'd be fun to have a show where we're playing rap, where I'm playing, you know, that like 90s hip hop. That one came out in 1989, so it's right up there. And then, I mean, Your Love, The Outfield. No one cannot sing that Josie's on a vacation far away. Like, Josie's on a vacation. Like, that part, everybody, it's like a tick. I have to sing it. Like, I get a nervous ticket, I just start singing it. Like, I'll just start singing it for no reason. Honestly, like, if someone's yelling at me or something, that's, like, where my brain goes. Either the Sleep Country Canada theme song, they are not sponsoring us. Just saying that. Just going to say that so nobody thinks that that's me just saying that. But that and the Sleep Country Canada theme song, and Josie's on Vacation Far Away. Like, the Josie's on a vacation far away. Always in the depths of my brain. Always whenever I'm doing something important, that's where it is. It's funny because I associate a lot of the 80s stuff with movies. Like, anybody see Cocktail? Cocktail's a terrible movie. Like, terrible. But you know what? It is so quintessentially 80s. You know, Tom Cruise, like, no wonder dudes like it. You know, it's such a dude movie. Tom Cruise, you know, he's ripping drinks. He's ripping drinks at a bar. He has, like, a cool best friend. They're ripping drinks at the bar. Hot girls are constantly coming up to him. And then he finds a real hot girl when he's bartending in the tropics. And then he finds a real hot girl, Elizabeth Shue. She's from The Karate Kid, if you don't know. And you're just like, what? Like, what? Why are you with this girl? Gets like three. Miss Girl gets three lines the whole entire movie. And he's like, oh, like, my friend died. And I'm like, how'd your friend die at this point? I thought you were just flipping drinks. Like, we went through a period with my family where during the pandemic, we'd watch all these movies. My dad would pick a movie, and his movies tend to be 80s. I mean, anybody seen Romancing the Stone? Yeah. Get back to me on that. Like, that's quintessential 80s. Or even Beverly Hills Cop. Like, everybody, like, that's where that, like, that's where that came from, for people listening. It's crazy. The 80s is hilarious. Hilarious. Coming up, we're going to do a little bit of, we're going to keep it going with some Canadian artists. We're going to do a little bit of Kim Mitchell. And then we're going to do, I think we're going to glide into a little bit of ZZ Top, and then we'll go on to Atlanta Miles. Stuff to look forward to. All right, I'll see you guys in a bit.
Under this patio lantern.
Hey, welcome back to Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Paige, and this is your station for all things groovy, psychedelic, rock and roll, whatever you want to be. Tonight is 80s night, and I just played a little bit of 80s for you. That was Kim Mitchell, a little bit of ZZ Top, and Alanna Miles. Growing up, Kim Mitchell was it, you know? You listened to it in the summer, you listened to it outside, you listened to all of it. So I was like, okay. I don't feel like enough, you know, I don't know, younger people, especially my age, know about Kim Mitchell. They've heard that song before, Patio Lanterns, which I was just doing a little bit of reading about Kim Mitchell, and here's what we found. So Kim Mitchell was part of a band called Max Webster, and then he had one song that went kind of went more into the American, you know, into the American circuit, into the charted Billboard Hot 100, and that was Go For A Soda. And then for Canadian music and his top, like, his charting, he had several singles that were on the charts, including Patio Lanterns, Rock and Roll Duty, and Rockland Wonderland. It's funny because, like, that name, Kim Mitchell, is just so, like, snazzy. Like, imagine having a snazzy name. I know that's his middle name. His first name is actually Joseph, so it's Joseph Kim Mitchell. But that's just, like, he has, like, a little snazzy name, you know? I feel like that's, like, if you're born with a name like that, you should be a lead singer. Or, like, you should be in a band. I don't know. Sometimes the universe just plays those games. And then Alanna Miles, I mean, that song I've grown up hearing. I know someone that I specifically have a memory where he was like, oh, I hate Alanna Miles. And I was like, yeah, me too. I was lying. like the girl in me was like, yes, Alanna Miles, like this song is so feminine, so like hashtag feminism, and not even the way that's actually feminism. I'm just like, oh, this is like slut girl song and I love it. It's hilarious. What else do I want to talk about? The 80s is just like, it's funny how much pop culture that was influenced by the 80s. I'm pretty sure, like, we all think that it was like neon. Like, if anybody's seen Hot Tub Time Machine, we all think it's like these neon outfits and this crazy experience. And then have you ever seen those memes where it's, where it says like, it was just like brown. Like, things were just like not, like, they didn't look clean. Like, remember when LEDs used to be used inside? Like, malls would have those LED strips where you'd be eating in the food court. Bring LED back. Bring neons back. Like, you know some place is going to be good if the sign out front is neons. Shout out Oshawa Go-Go Sub. They're on the side of the 401, and they have this broken down neon sign, and you know the food is good. If you're going to, you know, in there, they have the menu boards with the pictures of the food on it. Yes, that's all I want. I want food that has the menu boards with the pictures of the food on it. Because you know it's going to be good. The worse the photo, the better. Don't believe me? Try it out. Test that theory. Upcoming, we have a little bit. We're going to kind of just change up a little bit. We're going to do D-Light. That's three E's on D-Light. And then Yes. And then the Human League. And I will be back with you guys again. Okay.
Don't you want me?
Listen to Delight, Yes, and Human League. That Human League song is so 80s. I love it. Like, it's just the most 80s song I can think of. And I did make a little bit of a mistake, a little bit of a boo-boo. That Delight song came out in 1990. But Delight was formed in... They were formed in the 80s, so I feel like it kind of sits there for me. I'm not sure. Kind of my fault. But I also just... I'm going to keep it in. It kind of was a vibe, and I love it. Next week... Stay tuned. I have Blunt Force Llama on. We're going to do an interview with a brand new band. You're going to learn all you can about them. It's going to be great. I have fun doing these theme nights, but I'm going to try to stick to my stuff for a little bit more now, a little bit longer. You know, like once in a while it's nice, but I think that we want to stick with the classic rock, the psychedelic rock. Before you go, I do want to remind you to donate to the annual CFRC funding drive. To donate, all you have to do is go to cfrc.ca. And it will walk you through it. To end off the night, I think I'm just going to do some Bananarama to let you guys this cruel summer. Just let you guys ride that out. Thank you so much for listening, and I will check you later.
Sure. Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... CFRC 101.9 FM.
Gillick draws back the pass. He's airing it out. It's going to be long. No! No! Touchdown, Western.
Oh, yes. Want to learn how to do sports broadcasting with a confident voice? Want to join us on air and cover your favorite sports while entertaining listeners? Learn all you need to know about becoming a sports broadcaster during our fall sports broadcasting camps. Check out the course curriculum and register today via CFRC.ca. The course is free for students and only $12 inclusive for community members. As an extension of CFRC's shortwave radio theater camp experience, this project is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and the Kingston Arts Council.
Some disabilities are invisible, and it may sound strange that someone with a hearing problem volunteers on air at a community radio station. Over time, the ravages of tinnitus and Meniere's disease not only impacted my hearing, but left lots of humming and buzzing inside my head. I like communicating with our community. The station and I work together to make sure that I can take best advantage of the hearing I've got with proper equipment and a good studio environment. From the front door to the heart of the station, our volunteers have full access. Accessibility. It's yet another way that community radio brings out the best in us. Hashtag accessible radio.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Sundays at 11 p.m., CFRC's Vintage Vault presents classic episodes of the Imperfection Hours from the early 2000s. 2 hours dedicated to the underground hardcore punk scene. Can you dig it, Sherman?
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Sundays at 11 p.m., CFRC's Vintage Vault presents classic episodes of the Imperfection Hours from the early 2000s. 2 hours dedicated to the underground hardcore punk scene. Can you dig it, Sherman?